Fellow Freedom fans, back. David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Hey, we had a good time yesterday, a really good time yesterday. Had a great time yesterday, had fabulous interviews, had fabulous opinions from Senator Mike Fasano, and that was good. That was very entertaining. And it was stimulating, and I just got a kick out of it. It was good stuff. And then also we had a Nancy Franks, not Nancy, Susan, take it back, Susan Franks, and her email was slrfranks@aol.com. If you wanted to get involved with a petition to communicate your opinions and everything like that, your concerns and things like that about the rate hike that Progress Energy is trying to get rolling and to make sure that people can pay for it out of their pockets who are paying for the electricity for the benefit of, whoever. I guess you had to tune in yesterday. And yesterday our digital recording device was kaput. So today it's working. So yesterday what I did is I went online at our faithfreedoms.org, and you can click that and you can see the six-part interview. It's broken up into six segments, and that you can hear what we talked about. Segments four, I think it was segment five, was Senator Fasano. He finally got through after dealing with some cell phone issues. Hey, did anybody go to the meeting yesterday in Clearwater? Did anybody go to the meeting yesterday? Hey, did anybody go to the meeting this morning, 9 o'clock at the Citrus County Auditorium? Did anybody go to the meeting this afternoon at 2 p.m.? In Ocala. Did anybody do that? The number here is 888-850-1872. The number is 888-850-1872. Hey, we need some reporters out there. We need some reporters in the field to give us some feedback. What happened at 9 o'clock? What happened at 2 o'clock? Did you... Oh, you didn't cancel your golf date. I'm sorry. You had that green fee. It was already committed. You don't want to miss out on, I don't know, I'm just harassing. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what people's situations are. Again, it'd be good to have meetings at times when people can get there who don't have to give up their job and actually ask to get fired in order to go to a meeting that's very important. I'm going to talk today. I told you yesterday that I was going to have an interview with Chris Klicka of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and he did give that interview to me. And so I'm excited about that. I want you guys to listen because I'm going to read some things that we've heard about before that are happening in Florida. And I found an example of some of these things that are really, they're catastrophic, they're atrocious, and they're happening in Florida. I found an instance of these very bad things that are, and I got that off the Homeschool Legal Defense Association website as it referred to Florida. That's what I did. I checked it out. So I'll be actually reading some information for something that happened there, and then I'll be playing a clip from Chris Klicka. So he explained what they do, and I found some of the information he had I think you're going to want to know about. It's a very interesting thing. The other thing is we had a caller yesterday who said he was going to go to the meeting today. And so I encouraged him to do that, and he mentioned something about the Hold the Federal Reserve Accountable bill that's been proposed. I believe that was a representative from Texas, Ron Paul, that is proposing that. It turns out there's over 200 co-sponsors in the House, 13 co-sponsors, 13 to 15 co-sponsors with a parallel bill that's in the Senate. So that's what's going on. They got that kind of stuff going on. So what I agreed, I told this guy, well, hey, I'm gonna actually do something about what you said, because you're going to go to the meeting today or tomorrow, which was today, 9 a.m. in Citrus County. Then because you're going to do that, I'm actually going to play a clip from this this issue. So that's what I'm going to do. The phone lines are open right now at 888-850-1872. And while we're waiting for a call, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play this. And it turns out this came out about 11 hours ago. In fact, the date is 17 July 2009. This is from RussiaToday.com. How's that? RussiaToday.com sent a reporter. They've got a Scottish reporter. She might be Welsh. something. But, and this RussiaToday.com, they call it RT. I thought this was kind of funny. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play it. It's going to take a couple of minutes, so you can listen while we work here. And this is RT, RussiaToday.com. Let's see what they say.
As a growing call for the U.S. Central Bank to open its books and face heavier scrutiny, the Federal Reserve, which controls the nation's monetary policy, has been pumping money into struggling firms to try and keep America's head above water during the recession. But Congressman Ron Paul is worried that the secretive way it goes about it is damaging to the American people, as RT's Dina Gusovsky has been finding out.
Everyone loves money, but the U.S. Federal Reserve may be loving it a little too much and keeping it all to itself. Perhaps that's why one of the hottest stories of the summer involves the Fed coming under fire. At the center of the heated debate, Congressman Ron Paul. He and about 263 members of Congress support a bill to audit one of the most powerful monetary institutions in the world.
What I want to find out is what they're doing. They can create money and credit out of thin air and make promises and guarantees to private entities, international bankers, other governments, and other central banks. We deserve to know exactly what they're doing.
The Federal Reserve System is an organization with unprecedented financial power, heavily influencing the course of the U.S. economy and global financial system, and one that is supposed to operate independently of the U.S. government, or so we think. And the eagle atop this massive marble structure in downtown Washington, D.C. also oversees the regulation of interest rates and the printing of U.S. dollars.
Now, because of what the Fed does, they're embarking on a policy of destroying the value of a dollar. This could give capitalism a bad name. You know, obviously this is not capitalism, this is cronyism, and this is and inflationism and secret central banking.
Well, secret secrets are no fun unless we tell everyone.
Lawmakers and economists agree that the Federal Reserve, with its immense financial power, has exercised more control over the economy than any other government body. And as Congressman Ron Paul and others like him demand an investigation into this organization, the Fed itself says that the audit would only hurt, not help, the economy.
Perhaps that's why they have enlisted the help of over 180 economists and businessmen who have written a letter urging the U.S. government to, quote, reaffirm their support for and defend the independence of the Federal Reserve System as a foundation of U.S. economic stability. The Fed's defenders say that the independence of U.S. monetary policy may be at risk.
The Federal Reserve is hysterical over it. I mean, they're sort of ganging up, getting all the economists to prove that transparency is terrible. They love secrecy. They threaten that they'd raise interest rates and do all these terrible things.
But the U.S. president seems to be on the side of this massive money machine.
A key component of Barack Obama's financial overhaul is actually to give the Fed more power. What do you make of that?
I said, look, but if you do give them more authority, that's even a stronger argument for transparency. You just can't keep giving them more and more power. My argument is, it's if you're against big government, if you're against centralized government and warmongering and welfareism, you can't be for the Fed.
Now, that was kind of intense. That was I thought it was a good report, because what they did, they went through the, it's kind of the litany of the things that I think Mr. Ron Paul has been saying about holding the Federal Reserve accountable. What was the thing? Secrets are no fun unless you tell everyone. That's interesting. I'd never heard that before. It's kind of cute. So just to let you know, you're listening to The Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom show. I'm going to deal with these issues of the day. I mean, I tried to do it on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. That means I've got to be a nice guy. Even when we overturn the tables, we've got to do it lovingly. So we're going to, somebody called yesterday, made mention of this bill, and I'll mention it a couple of times during the show, but this report, basically, let's just summarize. I found it interesting that Mr. Ron Paul says in this interview that the Federal Reserve indicates that they raise interest rates if they have to show their books and show where the money's going. And she said, she reported that President Barack Obama approves of giving the Federal Reserve more leash room. And then so Mr. Ron Paul would say, well, if you're going to give him more power, it's better, you know, it makes more sense to have more accountability. So what is really going on? Who is really running the world? Do we know who is running the world? We wonder who's running Congress. Is it the people? Is it the electorate kind of group? Well, it is sort of, because if you will hold those accountable who you're putting up into office every 2 years, like somebody who's sending their staff to have meetings in the various communities every couple of weeks lately. If you will hold these folks accountable and maybe even put somebody in office who's willing to do what is right rather than that which is expedient. You know, there's only 530-some Congress people. In fact, every 2 years, you could completely push reset on Congress every 2 years. And there's a lot of crazy things going on with the media, with the television access, with the internet, with people. You had 2 million people. No. Over 1 million people on April 15th. It turns out there was over 1 million people walking around in their communities with little signs complaining about the situation that they're seeing in some of these government actions lately. That was 1.2 million people. That's almost one out of every three people in the country. I'm sorry, one out of every 300 people in the country showed up to this meeting, up to the, they called a tax day tea party or something like that. So that's astounding. That really is amazing. So it's possible, especially the young people in our audience, those of you who are under 25 years old, what would you like to have in your new country? If you get back and you start reading the Founding Fathers, if you actually don't read what they teach in school and you actually go back to the reference material that we ought to be relying on, so we actually see what the people who started the country actually said, they forecast some problems. They forecast issues with these banking issues. They forecast problems with funny money systems. And one of the things that they thought was that there'd be foreign interest basically running your legislature. It just, as an objective observer, I think that's what I see happening in Congress. It happens a little bit in the Florida legislature. There's some things that are happening because there's somebody outside of the country who'd like to have things happen a certain way. I was reading something last night. I'm trying to think of what it was, but it went back to this idea of, oh, I know what it was. It was the writings of Sir William Blackstone, a couple of hundred years old, and it was talking about aliens. And this was talking about the common law of England, and also this is basically the kind of law that our founders were relying on. And it talked about that at the time, aliens did not have the right to own property, to receive it as an inheritance or to pass it on, unless they became naturalized. If there was some mechanism that made them have allegiance, some kind of affinity toward the land, they were not allowed to own property. And the comments were that it's possible that they, let's say, for instance, they were born in another country, let's say Kenya, something, anything like that. And so all of a sudden, if there became a pull between Kenya or Zimbabwe or anything that somebody or Australia or something, they might have been born someplace else and had family ties someplace else. If push came to shove, they may lean in the wrong direction. And so they may undermine the interest of the nation here. So that's the law that that came to our country. So what's happened is recently we had something on the show where somebody was proposing changing the Florida Constitution Bill of Rights, your Bill of Rights that would protect you, basically making it so any person, even if they're from some foreign enemy of you in your neighborhood, could come in, purchase property, and have significant influence on the things that happen in your neighborhood. Okay, we're going to come back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. You can check us out on faithfreedoms.org, where we're finally streaming live video, and you can check it out. We shall return.